This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 o'clock at WCHL. We have 74 degrees in Chapel Hill this morning. It's a little bit on the muggy side. Partly sunny today, 50-50 chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, and we could get some thunderstorm activity later today or tonight. And our high temperature today, low 90s. That means it's going to be awfully muggy, and some of those winds could be very strong. 50-50 chance of rain. A lot of moisture in the air this morning, and it's going to get worse as the day wears on. We may have some damaging winds, as I mentioned, and we're going to speak with Shauna Coakley at the National Weather Service office in Raleigh this morning. And Shauna, tell us about those winds that we might get and some other damaging weather conditions that might be here in Orange County later on in the day.
We are expecting a line of severe thunderstorms to move through later this afternoon into the evening hours. And as you said, those could bring some damaging wind gusts, maybe up to 60 miles an hour, maybe a little more than that.
Now, people need to be worried about this from the standpoint of any tornado activity, any of that sort of thing?
We're primarily looking at a wind threat. There may be some hail. An isolated tornado is possible. We're not expecting widespread tornadic activity, but I would advise anybody to find a way to stay tuned to local media to get updates.
So our forecast calls for a 50% chance of showers and or thunderstorms today and tonight. Any chance of getting any of that heavy rain that we've had so much of in the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, you can definitely feel the moisture in the air. So any storms that move through will have the potential to bring some heavy rain with them.
Well, we will stay in touch with you throughout the day, and we appreciate your insights this morning and helping us get prepared for the day.
Thank you.
Shauna Coakley, National Weather Service office in Raleigh. Again, a chance of showers and or thunderstorms later on in the day and tonight, and a chance of some really strong winds. Again, a very muggy day. Hot today in the low 90s. It could be the warmest day we've had in all of 2013. So stay with us on WCHL. We'll let you know updates as they become available on our weather forecast. Now, let's talk about Moral Monday. Minister Robert Campbell, president of the Rogers Eubanks Neighborhood Association, says the ongoing Moral Monday protest demonstrate democracy in North Carolina.
It looked like all those people that were standing out in the rain, all those people that were standing there, letting their voice and be heard, that we want to preserve the integrity of what North Carolina is.
More than 200 different groups were represented in the Moral Monday protest this week. Many of the people representing their communities, no matter what you may have heard, these are not outsiders. These are people who live right here in your community. Campbell says it's important for people to represent their community at these protests since many people can't make it.
The voices are coming together saying, you know, we want to preserve North Carolina.
The Moral Monday protests have continued for 6 weeks now, and Campbell anticipates that they'll continue to have these protests until many of the groups are satisfied with the government.
How long shall we fight until righteousness and justice strive like a blossom flower? How long shall we stand as long as there is a need to correct an injustice? So it seems like we'll be there for generations.
These people protesting in Raleigh, and some even willing to get themselves arrested in Raleigh, are your neighbors, members of the local faith community, our political leaders, and much more. The Moral Monday protests present the North Carolina government with an opposition of citizens that stand together against some new legislation. Minister Campbell and many others say they will continue to protest in Raleigh, demanding change and the preservation of North Carolina. Governor Pat McCrory says he's not backing down to the Moral Monday protesters, whose numbers have grown into the thousands, Chapel Hillians included in the demonstrations, residents of Chapel Hill, Carborough, and Orange County. McCrory told the Associated Press that, quoting here, outsiders are coming in, and they're going to try to do to us what they did to Scott Walker, the governor in Wisconsin. Reverend William Barber is the North Carolina president of the NAACP. He's been the central figure in this movement against the state General Assembly. Barber says he's not relenting, though McCrory has denounced his efforts.
The bottom line is we're going to win. It's going to be tough, but right has always won. And the Constitution still stands, and our moral values of doing justice stand. And they have stood over against many tests and many tyrants.
As Barber spoke to activists who gathered in front of their General Assembly for a second time this week for the NAACP's Witness Wednesday, He laughed at the notion that the protesters are outsiders and not from North Carolina. Laurel Ashton works with the Chapel Hill Carborough chapter, the NAACP, and she was there for Witness Wednesday.
They're falling back on the tactics of George Wallace in the 1960s. He called Martin Luther King an outside agitator because he came 100 miles from Albany, and now they're just using the same rhetoric, and they're really just digging themselves into a deeper hole.
Witness Wednesday commemorated the 50th anniversary of the assassination of civil rights activist Medgar Evers, while also continuing their fight against a Republican-led state government. Eight people got arrested yesterday inside the state building, including Durham City Council member Steve Shule. Fellow NAACP member and lawyer Al McShirley of Chapel Hill has attended many of these Moral Monday protests. He's watched as the protesting has grown from a grassroots effort to a statewide movement.
And I have never seen, never in all of that time, as exciting and broad-based and deep-based fusion movement, that is, with black and white and Latino, gay and straight, religious, atheist, all holding hands together and marching together. We never had anything like this in the 60s.
Barber said next week's Moral Monday will focus on environmental issues, and then the following week they will focus on labor rights. The North Carolina Senate is advancing a tax overhaul that repeals corporate income taxes without a major expansion of sales taxes. The bill that the Senate Finance Committee endorsed on Wednesday also lowers income tax rates and repeals local sales taxes on food. The chamber's first plan lowered rates on corporations but greatly expanded sales taxes. Critics argue billions in tax cuts will largely benefit the wealthy and force local governments to raise property taxes to recoup lost revenue. The sponsor of the Senate's first tax overhaul proposal said the new plan isn't true reform because it doesn't add more sales taxes for services. Backers of the plan point to analysis showing the state would become far more attractive to business. The bill is expected to reach the Senate floor today. A bill designed to clear the way for executions to resume in North Carolina is headed to Governor Pat McCrory's desk after getting final legislative approval yesterday. The Senate on Wednesday approved changes made by the House to a bill that repeals the Racial Justice Act. The 2009 law allows convicted murderers to reduce the death sentence to life in prison if they can prove that race played a major role in their cases. Republicans already had weakened the law last year. Opponents argued the law has allowed nearly all 156 death row inmates to appeal their cases regardless of merit and delayed justice. Supporters say past studies and 2012 court decisions have affirmed the law's use. McCrory opposed the law in his 2012 campaign for governor. And a measure broadening the places people can carry concealed firearms in North Carolina and repealing a requirement to get a license to buy a handgun has tentatively passed the North Carolina Senate. The Senate gave initial approval to a bill on Wednesday allowing concealed carry permit holders to take or store guns in more places. The bill also adds new safeguards and toughens penalties. The state attorney general opposes the repeal of the license requirement. Republicans argue it's a dated law. Democrats argue the bill as a whole goes well beyond popular opinion and will encourage more gun violence. Republicans say the law targets illegal gun use while promoting responsible gun ownership. The bill will likely return for a final vote today. The House will have to approve the Senate's changes. Since being elected, North Carolina Democratic Party Chair Pittsburgh Mayor Randy Voller has been criticized by establishments within the state party. His detractors in the party point to Mayor Voller's divisive attitude, they say, tax debt he accrued before being elected, and likening budget cuts to rape, which got Voller national attention. But Matt Hughes, chair of the Orange County Democratic Party, says no one except for those in the state party's headquarters in Raleigh's Goodwin House can speak to the relationship between Mayor Voller and others in the party.
The Orange County Democrats don't know any more than anybody else in terms of what has been transpiring at the Goodwin House. I think a lot of people believe that there are two sides to every story, and for the most part, we have only heard one side of that story.
With the controversy over the chairman brewing, Hughes says the state's Democratic Party is still working to win elections. All of this is happening against a backdrop of the first time since the late 1800s that the Democrats have controlled neither the governorship nor one of the legislative houses, according to Hughes.
You know, when you're dealing with transitions like this in an organization, I fully expect it to be somewhat awkward as we adjust those changes, but we are adjusting to that, and there's no lack of commitment, hard work, or passion on the part of the North Carolina Democrats.
Nina Schlossberg-Landis, first vice chair of the state Democratic Party, resigned on Monday, saying in her letter that she was very concerned about the direction and practices of the new chairman. Mayor Voller has not yet been available to comment to WCHL on the ongoing party struggles. We'll talk about the Rogers Road Task Force in just a moment. WCHL News Time, 717. 17 minutes after 7 o'clock. Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. And this traffic report on WCHL is brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. Go see Berkeley Grimble for that engagement ring that you need to pick out or the custom piece you've been dreaming of for a long time. Remember that Grimble Jewelers is always there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler, Grimble's, in the Village Plaza, next door to Whole Foods. Easy to find. Now with your morning traffic on WCHL, here is Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. Traffic still moving smoothly out on the roadways right now. I-40, 15501, NC-54 on the Durham Freeway. Not reporting any accidents or delays at this time. If you see anything as you travel throughout the day, be sure to give us a call, and you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to dial, and you can tweet us at WCHL. We ask you always do that safely and give yourself a little extra time if you're traveling in those construction zones as well. Could see some delays, as always, throughout the summer.
Wonderful road construction.
You know.
Particularly on Weber Dairy Road. Thank you so much.
You betcha.
All right. Thanks very much. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather, presented by Southern Rail, serving lunch and dinner daily and brunch on the weekends with free parking on either side of the railroad tracks. Southern Rail in the heart of downtown Carborough. It is 74 degrees in Chapel Hill, partly sunny, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Some thunderstorms may produce damaging winds. High today in the low 90s, and some very strong winds gust up to 30 miles per hour late in the day and tonight. Chance of rain is 50%. You just heard Shauna Coakley of the National Weather Service office say just a moment ago, it could get rather difficult later in the day. Tonight, partly cloudy with a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms and maybe damaging winds. Low temperature tonight, low 60s. And then tomorrow, we're looking at a much better day. Mostly sunny with a high in the low 80s. Tomorrow night, clear, low about 58. On Saturday, sunny skies with a high in the low 80s. Clear Saturday night with a low about 62. And then on Sunday, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 80s. So pretty good weather on the way. But first, we have to get through today and tonight.
It's just as important as a good cup of coffee. Start your day with the only radio station that brings you local news about local people right here in our local community. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, once again, here's Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 7:19, 19 minutes after 7 o'clock at WCHL. The Rogers Road Task Force agreed yesterday to move forward with a couple of options for providing a sewer system without water services for the community. The first option will cost about $5.8 million and will serve 86 properties. The second option will cost $3.7 million, providing sewer services for 67 properties in the historic area of Rogers Road. The task force is made up of members from the Chapel Hill Town Council, Carborough Board of Aldermen, the Board of County Commissioners, in addition to representatives from the neighborhood. They agreed to discuss those two less expensive options with their respective governing boards. An expanded plan costing more than $17 million and providing water services as well was proposed in an earlier meeting. Though there was some progress towards moving forward, Rogers Road resident Jeannie Stroud says after decades of waiting, she's tired of empty promises.
And then as a new group come in, the promise fades out. No one knows. They said, well, we can't stand behind that because that's past, or we don't have that in the records or whatever.
Stroud and only a few other neighbors actually attended the meeting.
The feeling in the community is frustration. That's why you don't see many people attending. If they're not burned out or dead, they're worn out.
Because the area is stretched over Chapel Hill, Carborough, and Orange County jurisdictions, making decisions on how to provide services to the area has not been an easy feat. Here's Carborough Alderman Sammy Slade.
There is a sincere and very deep-rooted frustration by the Rogers Road community. This has been going on for too many years, since the beginning of the landfill opening.
A point of frustration for Slade and fellow Board of Aldermen member Michelle Johnson was when Commissioners Renee Price and Penny Rich said that Orange County's agenda was full until the fall, making it impossible for a formal discussion about Rogers Road to happen until then.
We had, coming out of the last meeting, made a motion asking that each of the boards share these proposals with their boards so that the conversation over the summer would be an informed one, having a true sense of where the various boards stand.
Another point of contention was which plan would ultimately be better for the community. Some members of the task force seemed to favor the smaller, less expensive sewer system plan, while others wanted to provide more services to more residents.
I don't want them to make a choice out of a sense that the alternatives aren't viable. If the alternative is a problem to the historic Rogers Road community because it does represent a little more time required to implement it, then I'm respectful of that.
The next task force meeting, July 17th, at the Solid Waste Administrative Office on Eubanks Road. The group plans to begin drafting a report of what action will be taken. By August 21st, the members then hope to review the drafted report to present to their respective jurisdictions, though the Board of County Commissioners will not have formally discussed the matter yet. The County Commissioners will get together tonight to hash out the final details in next year's budget. They will meet a little earlier than usual. They start at 6 o'clock, Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road. We'll have more on that story at the bottom of the hour. And the UNC Board of Governors holds its monthly meeting today and tomorrow to discuss, among other things, the university's budget in the wake of impending cuts at the state level. Meetings begin this morning at 9 o'clock at the Spangler Center. WCHL News Time, 7:23, 23 minutes after 7 o'clock. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. Brought to you this morning by Fitch Lumber Company in Carborough. Good morning, I'm Rod Stutz. The UNC baseball team held the number one spot in almost all the polls for nearly the entire year until the final couple of weeks of the regular season. The ACC tournament saw a couple of games of 14 innings or more, and Carolina made it into the Super Regional with a 13-inning contest against Florida Atlantic. This postseason has been a real challenge, to say the least. Senior first baseman Cody Stubbs asked, "What's a College World Series after a season like this team has been through?"
I think the hardest part and most nerve-wracking part is just getting there. And once you get there, you know, you just go out and play, enjoy it, and do the best you can. I mean, the hard part is done. Now you just get to go enjoy it and have a chance to win a national championship.
Junior left-hander Kent Emanuel led the Tar Heels in the mound this season. He struggled a bit in the Super Regional, but was able to lead the hill in Boshammer Stadium on a high note when he threw just two pitches to help get Carolina's final two outs of the series against South Carolina. He says it's great to be heading back to the College World Series.
Feels good, especially, you know, having my sophomore year where we didn't get to go and didn't get to experience it. It's going to be nice to get back out there and play. It's going to be exciting.
North Carolina State didn't have to deal with the weather delays that Carolina did and sat waiting for its opponent after taking down Rice in the Super Regional, although their deciding game actually went 18 innings, the longest Super Regional game ever. This will mark the fourth meeting between the Tar Heels and the Wolfpack this season. Stubb says, what a way to start the College World Series against a conference foe and rival, North Carolina State.
We've obviously been confident all year, and I mean, they're a good team, but you know, we are too, and we're excited about it. It's crazy. They're 20 minutes away or whatever, and we're traveling however far away just to play them again. So it's exciting, and it'll be a good game.
Carolina and North Carolina State will meet at 3 o'clock Eastern Time in Omaha, Nebraska, for the College World Series. That happens on Sunday. You can hear all of UNC's games in the National Championship Series on WCHL and streaming live online at chapelboro.com. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. Good morning. I'm Ron Stutz.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
The story of sideline dancer Danny Green keeps getting better and better. This is our Chansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. Danny Green was one of the most popular players to ever wear Carolina blue, even though a sixth man for most of his career. He only got the start as a senior when Marcus Guignard went down with an injury. And man, did he make the most of it. The sideline dancer was a big-time scorer in UNC's whoosh offense and wound up a second-round draft pick of the Cleveland Cavaliers. Green always playing hard for his embattled father, who had spent time in prison while Danny started for the Tar Heels, did not make it in the NBA in his first chance, or his second, or his third. The second time he was cut by the San Antonio Spurs, Coach Greg Popovich told him not to quit and to keep working hard. After stints in the NBA D-League and Europe, Green got another shot with the Spurs and has become, well, you saw him Tuesday night in the Spurs' record-breaking blowout of the Heat in Game 3 of the NBA Finals. Green hit 7 of 9 threes and is 16 of 23 in the series, including 5 of 5 in Game 2. Green, amazingly, is now listed as the 10th best three-point percentage shooter of all time in the NBA. Granted, Green has not yet passed the test of time, but he has clearly made it in San Antonio and in the league. His story makes you smile as much as his hip-hop dance routine in front of the Carolina bench in years gone by. Green may also win a ring in his second full season in the NBA. The Spurs had the second-best home record during the regular season, and they are now leading the team with the best record, 2-1. And since the NBA has gone to the 2-3-2 format for the finals, two more performances like Tuesday for Green and the team will give them the crown without having to go back to Miami. So are you rooting for the Heat with King LeBron, Duke Shane Battier, and weirdo Birdman Chris Anderson? Wonder what that guy's going to do when his playing career is over. Maybe work in the zoo? Anyway, Green has incorporated his always quick trigger finger into the Spurs' unselfish game plan, working off screens to get free. And now that he has a hot hand, his mates are finding him and fellow sharpshooter Gary Neal. Duncan, Parker, and Ginobili are the old stars on the Riverwalk, and they are moving over for the new kids on the block, Carolina's own Danny Green. What a country. This is our chance, season. See ya.
Hi, I'm David Fitch. My great-grandfather started Fitch Lumber and Hardware back in 1907. Since then, we provide thousands of contractors and homeowners with top-quality building products and exceptional service that's truly second to none. Everything you need to construct, renovate, and repair the home, from the foundation to the roof, we can help you with. And Fitch Lumber and Hardware is right here in downtown Carrboro across from Carr Mill Mall. 105 years and counting. Here comes Fitch.
Trust. In the dry cleaning business, trust is what you expect. Hi, this is Brenda Honeycutt. And for more than three decades, our family-owned and operated business has been earning the trust of our loyal customers. I invite you to find out why so many Chapel Hill families trust their everyday and hard-to-handle items with us. Plaza Dry Cleaners on Elliott Road and the Whole Foods Shopping Center. Plaza Dry Cleaners. Improve your image. Come clean with us.
2 years ago, we launched chapelboro.com so that our community could have its first digital town square. Since then, our town has evolved and chapelboro.com is evolving with it.
Chapelboro 2.0 carries the same great features and now provides an even better user experience. With its sleek new design and wide accessibility, Chapelboro 2.0 truly is
bigger, faster, and stronger.
We encourage you to stop by multiple times a day. We guarantee there will always be something new to see.
Chapelboro 2.0. Bigger, faster, stronger. Check it out now.
Life is full of reasons to celebrate. Graduation. Retirements. Baby showers. Anniversaries. Weddings. Oh, the list goes on and on. For all these wonderful occasions, there are parties with dancing, laughing, sharing, and eating. The Chapel Hill Restaurant Group now offers catering services for any and all special occasions. For more information about catering services offered by the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group, call 941-1630. That's 941-1630.
Today is your last chance at a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from Carolina Brewery. It's half off, $20 for food and drinks, available till midnight for $10. Beat the heat this summer with delicious food and beer from Carolina Brewery. Enjoy their award-winning burgers and lighter spring and summer menus, all paired with their award-winning beers. It's half off from Carolina Brewery. It's available until midnight, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
It's 7:30, bottom of the hour, and that means it's time to look at your Chapel Hill Carrboro weather. Brought to you by Carrboro Family Medicine, serving Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and surrounding communities for 30 years. If you like the idea of a team whose goal is your good health, join them at Carrboro Family Medicine, and you can find them on the web at CarboroFamilyMedicine.net. 74 degrees, it's awfully muggy today. Moisture in the air galore. Partly sunny, 50% chance of showers and or thunderstorms in the afternoon. Maybe some damaging winds later on in the day. Our wind gust up to 30 miles per hour. High temperature today, about 92 or 93. So you talk about muggy. Again, chance of rain 50%. That goes for tonight as well. Our low tonight at the low 60s. Now tomorrow, it's going to be a great day. Mostly sunny with a high in the low 80s. The temperature's backing off quite a bit as well. And it looks like a great weekend coming up as well. But today, it's going to be awfully muggy and hot.
Local news all day. Breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
1,000 residents evacuated near Colorado Springs because of the Black Forest wildfire.
I'll tell you, we are throwing everything at this we possibly can.
More than 90 homes have gone up, and there's nothing much to say about containment, according to El Paso County Sheriff Terry Makita.
We've had areas that we thought were pretty well burned out, and the fire has backed over those areas again and started burning through with the unburned fuels. So it's still quite volatile.
KCNC-TV's Kelly Werthman.
Thousands of residents have been ordered to evacuate the area.
We know it's a danger. So if you see fire,
you bail.
The attack is mostly from the air. Helicopters dropping water on the flames, with fixed-wing aircraft laying down retardant to slow the fire's approach toward even more endangered homes.
Better to get out, says this Black Forest wildfire evacuee.
It's about the people, so stuff can be replaced, people cannot.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 7:32, 28 minutes until 8 o'clock at WCHL. 75 degrees this morning. Partly sunny skies, 50-50 chance of showers and thunderstorms. Maybe some really heavy winds later on in the day. We'll just have to wait and see how bad the weather gets. A 50% chance of rain tonight as well. Orange County Commissioners will hash out the final details in next year's budget when the board meets tonight. The budget will not be formally adopted until next week, but tonight commissioners will settle on a countywide property tax rate for fiscal year 2013-2014 and decide the funding levels for the Orange County and Chapel Hill Carborough City school districts. The board will also sign off on a five-year capital spending plan and set the tax rates for the county's 12 fire districts. Tuesday's budget work session ran long, so tonight's meeting will start an hour earlier than usual to allow the board to catch up. They'll finish departmental budget reviews. The meeting begins at 6 o'clock tonight at the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road. UNC's Board of Governors holds its monthly meeting today and tomorrow to discuss, among other things, the university's budget in the wake of impending cuts at the state level. In addition to the budget and finance of the university system, the board will hold committees on education planning and programs, enrollment management alternatives, and an external review of UNC Coastal and Marine Science. While most of the events are open today in Chapel Hill, committees on tenure, university governance, and the audit of the committee may partially be in closed session. Meetings began this morning at 9 o'clock at the Spangler Center. Minister Robert Campbell, president of the Rogers Eubanks Neighborhood Association, says the ongoing Moral Monday protests demonstrate democracy here in North Carolina.
I think the hardest part and most nerve-wracking part is just getting there.
I'm sorry, that is not Minister Campbell. Here he is.
It looked like all those people that were standing out in the rain, all those people that were standing there, letting their voice and be heard, that we want to preserve the integrity of what North Carolina is.
More than 200 different groups were represented in the Moral Monday protest this week, many of the people representing their individual communities. Campbell says it's important for people to represent the community at these protests, since many people cannot make it.
The voices are coming together saying, you know, we want to preserve North Carolina.
A lot of people going over from Chapel Hill, Carborough, and all over Orange County. The Moral Monday protests have continued now for 6 weeks, and Campbell anticipates they'll continue to have these protests until many of the groups are satisfied with the government. The Moral Monday protests present the North Carolina government with an opposition of citizens that stand together against some new legislation. Minister Campbell and many others say they will continue to protest in Raleigh, demanding change and the preservation of North Carolina. In other news this morning, North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory is saying he is not backing down to the Moral Monday protesters, whose numbers have grown to the thousands, Chapel Hillians, Carboroughites, and Orange County residents included in the demonstrations. McCrory told the Associated Press yesterday that, quoting here, outsiders are coming in and they're going to try to do to us what they did to Scott Walker, the governor in Wisconsin. Reverend William Barber, the North Carolina president of the NAACP, has been a central figure in this movement against the state General Assembly. Reverend Barber says he's not relenting, though McCrory has denounced his efforts.
The bottom line is we're going to win. It's going to be tough, but right has always won, and the Constitution still stands, and our moral values of doing justice stand, and they have stood over against many tests. And many tyrants.
As Barber spoke to activists who gathered in front of the General Assembly building for a second time this week for the NAACP's Witness Wednesday, he actually laughed at the notion that the protesters are outsiders and not from North Carolina. Laurel Ashton works with the Chapel Hill Carborough chapter of the NAACP, and she was there for Witness Wednesday.
They're falling back on the tactics of George Wallace in the 1960s. He called Martin Luther King an outside agitator because he came 100 miles from Albany, and now they're just using the same rhetoric, and they're really just digging themselves into a deeper hole.
Witness Wednesday commemorated the 50th anniversary of the assassination of civil rights activist Medgar Evers, while also continuing their fight against a Republican-led state government. 8 people got arrested yesterday inside the state building during the event, including Durham City Council member Steve Shule. Fellow NAACP member and lawyer Al McShirley of Chapel Hill has attended many Moral Mondays. He's been watching as the protesting has grown from a grassroots effort to a statewide movement.
And I have never seen, never in all of that time, as exciting and broad-based and deep-based fusion movement, that is, with black and white and Latino, gay and straight, religious, atheist, all holding hands together and marching together. We never had anything like this in the 60s.
McShirley is well known as a civil rights attorney and was certainly very active back in the 60s during the civil rights struggles. Barber said next week's Moral Monday will focus on environmental issues, and then the following week they will focus on labor rights. The Rogers Road Task Force agreed on Wednesday to move forward with a couple of options for providing a sewer system without water services for the community. The first option will cost about $5.8 million and will serve 86 properties. The second option will cost $3.7 million, providing sewer services for 67 properties in the historic area of Rogers Road. The task force is made up of members from the Chapel Hill Town Council, the Carborough Board of Aldermen, and the Board of Commissioners, in addition to representatives from the neighborhood. They agreed to discuss those two less expensive options with their respective governing boards. An expanded plan costing more than $17 million and providing water services as well as sewer was proposed in an earlier meeting. Though there was some progress towards moving forward, Rogers Road resident Jeannie Stroud says after decades of waiting, she's sick and tired of empty promises.
And then as a new group come in, the promise fades out. No one knows. They said, well, we can't stand behind that because that's past, or we don't have that in the records or whatever.
Stroud and only a few other neighbors actually attended the meeting.
The feeling in the community is frustration. That's why you don't see many people attending. If they're not burned out or dead, they're worn out.
Because the area is stretched over Chapel Hill, Carborough, and Orange County jurisdictions, making decisions on how to provide services to the area has not been easy. Here's Carborough Alderman Sammy Slade.
There is a sincere and very deep-rooted frustration by the Rogers Road community. This has been going on for too many years, since the beginning of the landfill opening.
A point of frustration for Slade and fellow Board of Aldermen member Michelle Johnson was when Commissioners Renee Price and Penny Ritz said that Orange County's agenda was full until the fall, making it impossible for a formal discussion about Rogers Road to happen until then.
We had, coming out of the last meeting, made a motion asking that each of the boards share these proposals with their board so that the conversation over the summer would be an informed one, having a true sense of where the various boards stand.
Another point of contention was which plan would ultimately be better for the Rogers Road community. Some members of the task force seemed to favor the smaller, less expensive sewer system plan, while others wanted to provide more services to more residents.
I don't want them to make a choice out of a sense that the alternatives aren't viable. If the alternative is a problem to the historic Rogers Road community because it does represent a little more time required to implement it, then I'm respectful of that.
Again, that is Sammy Slade. The next task force meeting, July 17th, at the Solid Waste Administrative Offices on Eubanks Road. The group plans to begin drafting a report of what action will be taken. While August 21st, the members then hope to review the drafted report to present to their respective jurisdictions, although the Board of County Commissioners will not have formally discussed the matter yet. WCHL News Time, 7:40, 20 minutes until 8 o'clock at WCHL. Quick reminder that tonight is the second of the Sweet Carolina Concert Series at University Mall, and I'll be there as your MC. Hopefully the weather will hold off.
Well, it's sure better because, man, yeah. I love too much Sylvia.
Yeah, you've been telling me about that, yeah, that band. I have not seen them because that's the one that I missed last year when,
yeah,
they were there.
And we went last year and saw them, but I originally saw them in Hendersonville, mm-hmm, at the Apple Festival.
What kind of show do they do?
Oh, they do just an outstanding all-around, it's really a variety show. They do, you know, oldies and beach music, and it, you know, it's excellent. But they do a lot of, I don't want to say comedy, but they put a lot of, you know, skits into it, and you know, they talk to you a lot, and you know, intro in the songs, and they're just all kinds of fun. Costumes, and I know they bring out the ZZ Top beards for part of it. I mean, just, it's outstanding.
That's great. Yeah. Well, I look forward to that.
Lots of fun.
And hopefully a lot of people will be there tonight. I know they will. Given
rain or shine.
Good weather. We have a 50% chance of showers and or thunderstorms in the afternoon and early this evening. And we could get some really strong winds as well. So we'll keep a very close eye on the forecast throughout the day here on WCHL. Now, Rand Northam is here to tell you what's happening on our website, chapelbro.com.
Thank you very much, Ron. Joel Orr has part two of his Teacher's Open Letter to the General Assembly up as a guest columnist. Part one has more than 130 comments and 13,000 page views.
Wow.
So it definitely has been a lightning rod for discussion around the happenings of the General Assembly in Raleigh. And, yeah, nobody's talking about that at all. So not surprised that he's getting so many views on that one. Again, you can see that Teacher's Open Letter to the General Assembly. This is part two. You can still find part one on our website, chapelboro.com.
Well, those are all outsiders protesting in Raleigh.
Right, know? Exactly.
Yeah, no North Carolina people there at all. They're all coming in from the outside. They're bussing them in fact.
Ryan, I feel like you have an opinion on that.
No. I just can't believe they're trying to sell that. No,
they're trying.
And the people who aren't paying half attention will start to believe it.
That's
the problem. Yeah. You know.
Well, also on our website, Megan Floyd wrote an interesting piece about Dawes, which is a pretty big folk band playing in Cat's Cradle this week in Carrboro.
Sorry, I picked up my coffee mug and the thing underneath it stuck to it and then fell down. So sorry about the noise.
We'll let it slide this time. And all the local high school graduation pictures are now up in the photo section. Just go to the website, chapelboro.com, and you can go to chapelboro.com/photos to find all that. It's also a link on that on our main homepage on chapelboro.com. Lots to talk about this weekend with baseball. Press conference 1 of 2 was yesterday. We had that audio for you, and it's posted on our website, chapelboro.com. We'll have that for you a little bit later on today as well. And press conference number 2, they're having 2 in a row. The second one this morning at 9 o'clock, Rachel Nash will be out at that press conference to send off the Tar Heels and get them ready to see Omaha again for the 10th time, hoping to bring home that national championship trophy this time. So we'll have comprehensive coverage for you this weekend on WCHL and throughout the tournament as long as the Tar Heels are in it.
Hopefully a lot of Tar Heel fans will be out there at Bosch Amherst Stadium to see the Tar Heels off as they get ready to go to Omaha, Nebraska.
That's right. And Tom Jensen will be in Omaha, the super fan of North Carolina baseball.
Yep.
He will be there and providing us some input from Omaha, so really happy to have him on the air with us while he's out there.
And we also have Tony Wyke, who worked at WCHL. He was working here when I came. 36 years ago.
That's what he says.
And
I talked to him on the phone yesterday.
I haven't actually seen him in about 35 years, but he's going to be our reporter out there.
That's right.
So that'll
very
be
very excited.
All right. Hey, listen, thanks a bunch, and we'll talk to you again in just a little while. I'll get traffic.
You betcha.
7:44, 16 minutes until 8 o'clock at WCHL. Mark Markopoulos is one of those outsiders who has been getting arrested in Raleigh. He is going to tell you why he chose to get arrested. Coming up next on Today Commentary.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Convenience store coffee is known for being convenient, but at Cruisers it also tastes great. Our Beans Cafe coffees are made from fresh brewed Arabica beans. Choose from light or dark roast and flavored coffees to suit your taste. We're sure you'll love our coffee. We guarantee it. If you're not happy, simply let us know and we'll give you your money back and brew you a fresh cup. Fresh, fast, and great tasting coffee, guaranteed only at Cruisers.
Cruisers. Good to go.
Allergies getting to you? Pollen got you pooped? Dogwoods got you down? There's no need to suffer this allergy season. The doctors at UNC Family Medicine can help. Let us put together a personalized plan to keep you from sneezing and wheezing, whether it's spring, summer, or fall. Appointments are easy, and so is the parking. Find out more on the web at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way that UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
This month we're celebrating dads and grads at Great Outdoor Provision Company. We can help you find just the right gift that lets that special person know how much you appreciate them. Father's Day is right around the corner, so why not surprise dad with a fly fishing rod from Great Outdoor Provision Company? Stop by to see us for the largest selection of fly fishing equipment in the Southeast and find something that dad will really like. Or what about that graduate who's expecting a gift from you? We promise that they will love the wide mouth Hydro Flask bottle, now with the new Hydro Flip Lid. Come see us at Eastgate or online at greatoutdoorprovision.com.
Looking for a great way to celebrate the dad in your life this Sunday? How about a delicious meal at Ming Garden, Chapel Hill's best Chinese restaurant? This Sunday, Ming Garden will tempt your taste buds with a special menu designed to make the dad in your life a happy guy. So come celebrate Father's Day Asian style at Ming Garden, located in Chapel Hill North off of Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard at Weaver Dairy Road. Ming Garden, for 7 years, your neighborhood Asian restaurant.
This is Roy Williams, and thanks, Ron's Touch. You've done a great job of waking everybody up in Chapel Hill and Carrboro for 35 years. After you wake them up, you've probably put them to sleep again, but congratulations.
Thanks, Coach. 7:47, 13 minutes until 8 o'clock, WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the Commentators.
This is Mark Markopoulos. I got arrested at a recent Morrow Monday protest with 151 others. The total number is now close to 400. With the collusion of both parties, disease politics and corporate corruption have been eating away at our society for a long time. Suddenly, the pace has quickened in North Carolina, and voices of moderation are being willfully steamrolled by a radical agenda that is right out of the playbook of out-of-state heavy hitters like the Koch brothers-funded Americans for Prosperity and the American Legislative Exchange Council, known as ALEC. These efforts are amplified by the Koch brothers' North Carolina ally, the mega-wealthy free spender for ultra-conservative causes, Art Pope, now ensconced as the state's budget director. In the last election, Pope spent $2.2 million on 22 state legislative candidates, winning 18 of them. This current crop of self-serving representatives has unleashed an avalanche of bills that will result in the least among us being denied the basic necessities that good neighbors and strong communities have always provided for one another. Food when they are hungry, care when they are sick, quality education for our kids, and a little money to tide them over a tough time. All while screwing around with voting laws to make it more difficult for us to unseat them. Add to that cuts in mental health care that will cost more in social services, police protection, and prisons. They are fast-tracking fracking and offshore drilling while spitefully attacking the healthy growth of renewables and energy efficiency. It's hard to imagine the nightmarish yet realistic possibility of losing the Outer Banks to an oil spill, especially when we don't really need that oil. What we are witnessing is the behavior of mentally ill people. By that I mean, if all of us were to follow the same philosophy in our daily life, society would disintegrate. To borrow a mannerly self-editing form of expression from Roy Williams, it's freaking crazy. All the folks that got arrested at the first three Moral Mondays, many of them friends, were inspiring. I realized that my arrest would serve to lessen the possibilities that they would receive strong penalties. So in addition to the pulling of my conscience, I also got arrested out of respect for them. For those of you considering attending a Moral Monday, I want you to know that it is a uniquely fulfilling and emotional experience. To be in a crowd of people expressing our higher nature to care about all people in the natural world awakens a part of us that is dormant too often. A part of us that the mercenaries in the legislature and their puppet masters fear because they have so little understanding of that suppressed part of themselves. This is Mark Markopoulos.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL. WCHL and the town of Chapel Hill invite you to discover the new 140 West Plaza in downtown Chapel Hill. Located at 140 West Franklin Street, the new outdoor plaza is designed to enhance the natural charm unique to downtown Chapel Hill. Every Wednesday in June features Live at Lunch, an intimate music and art series as backdrop to your midday meal. Fridays on Franklin on the 2nd and 4th Fridays from 6 p.m. until 8 p.m. features live entertainment to kick off your weekends in downtown Chapel Hill. More information at townofchapelhill.org/140West.
Allergies getting to you? Pollen got you pooped? Dogwoods got you down? There's no need to suffer this allergy season. The doctors at UNC Family Medicine can help. Let us put together a personalized plan to keep you from sneezing and wheezing, whether it's spring, summer, or fall. Appointments are easy, and so is the parking. Find out more on the web at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way that UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
For more than 20 years, the Kennedy Dental Group has established an unbeatable standard of diagnosis, treatment, and dental care for patients at their University Square office. Doctors Jeff Kennedy, a 1984 UNC graduate, Richard Wagner, and newest partner Leland Webb have more than 100 years of experience and continue to be recognized locally in the best dentist category. They look forward to their upcoming relocation to the iconic former WCHL building at the bottom of East Franklin Street. Visit KennedyDentalGroup.com to learn more.
Good morning. It is 7:51, 9 minutes until 8 o'clock at WCHL, and time now for Traffic and Weather Together. Brought to you by Chapel Hill Tire Car Care Center. Our traffic report, from major repairs to simple oil changes for imports, domestics, and hybrids, with four convenient locations in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Durham, ChapelHillTire.com. Now with your morning traffic, here's Rand.
Thank you very much, Ron. Seeing some slowdowns out there right now. I-40 eastbound just before the Apex Highway, that's NC 55 area. Also, 15501 northbound seeing delays between NC 86 and Manning Drive, then again between the Ephesus Church Road and I-40 area. Also, 15501 southbound between I-40 and Garrett Road, also just past the East Franklin split, seeing some delays this morning. Otherwise, things moving smoothly. No accidents to let you know about right now. The Durham Freeway northbound seeing a few delays just as you approach downtown, so be on the lookout there, too. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call. You can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. You can also tweet us at WCHL. We always ask that you do that safely. And today, when that storm, or if those storms arrive this afternoon, you can also use that number, 967-8363, to let us know of any problems, any downed trees, power lines, anything like that. If we get to that point, we certainly hope that we don't get any calls for that news. But if you see it, we will certainly appreciate that update, and we'll pass the word along.
All right. Very good point. And it's helpful to point out that later on in the day, if the situation gets serious, we'll be breaking in with reports whenever it's warranted. It right here on WCHL. So thank you very much.
You betcha.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather brought to you by the Carolina Inn. Join the Carolina Crossroads Restaurant Bar each and every day for their exceptional daily features, menu specials, and hours available at CarolinaInn.com. And don't forget Fridays on the front porch tomorrow. It is 74 degrees, partly sunny, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Some thunderstorms may bring with them damaging winds. Our high temperatures today in the low 90s, which means a really muggy day. And some strong wind gusts up to 30 miles per hour. Chance of rain 50-50, and that goes all the way through tonight. Tomorrow, great. Mostly sunny with a high in the low 80s. 7:53, 7 minutes away from 8 o'clock at WCHL. Ladies and gentlemen, say good morning to Wayne Pond. Morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, big guy. How you doing? You're having a good day, aren't you?
I just can't wait to find out what our word of the day is.
Oh, you're going to love it. Here's a word with a history that, alas and alack, we don't have time for, but I'll give you a couple of hints. First of all, the word itself, word of the day is spurious. Spurious. It is spelled S as in sun, S-T-U-R-I-O-U-S. S-P-U-R-I-O-U-S, spurious. In our modern parlance, Ron, you recognize this as a word that has to do with something which is false or fake or not genuine. The history of this word, here's the really amusing part. According to the wordsmith, it goes all the way back to classical Latin, and it has to do with illegitimacy, as in one's birth. And according to the wordsmith, there really and truly was somebody in ancient Rome. In fact, he became, what do they say here, a city administrator whose name was Spurius Lucretius. Do you love it? Yeah. I mean, that's worthy of Mel Brooks and Zero Mostel, don't you think?
It really is. And I think of Lucretia McEvil by Blood, Sweat, and Tears when you said that.
There you go, pal. Some frustrated writer who was a classics major who made it to Hollywood probably invented that one.
So. Exactly right.
All right, spurious, S-T-U-R-I-O-U-S, that which is false, not genuine, unreliable. Oh, all those things we don't like, right?
Exactly.
Have a good one, buddy. I'll talk to you in the morning.
You too, my man. Franklin Street Realty has brought you this morning's Word of the Day with Wayne Pond. Next hour, you'll have an opportunity to call in and tell me the Word of the Day. Spell it, define it. If you can do all that, we'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. All right. right, 97.9 FM, WCHL. Time now for the clean joke of the day. And ladies and gentlemen, once again, here she is, the one and only Lauren Stafford.
Good morning, Ron. How are you?
Just great. How
good.
About you?
I'm doing good.
Just a fantastic day.
Yeah, that's right. Excited to end the week off right.
Well, I know.
One more day, but...
I know. Well, we're getting close to it
anyway.
We're
getting close, that's
right. We're past hump day.
Exactly.
Now it's downhill toward the weekend.
It's downhill from here.
So, what you got today?
I gave my intern one more try.
Make me laugh.
That's what I said to her. I said, you know, Ron kind of laughed, but I think it was more of a groan yesterday morning. So I gave her one more shot.
Oh, okay.
One more shot at a joke.
Well, it's not James.
No, it's not my
James
marketing,
Robinson
it's
was
not
last
the marketing
week.
Assistant. As much as we love James, he is no comedian. So I gave my other intern, who's amazing, another crack at it. All
okay.
Right. So while reading a newspaper, there tends to be a newspaper reading theme in a lot of her jokes.
For some reason. I don't know why that is.
While reading a newspaper, Walter came across an article about a beautiful actress and model who married a boxer who was noted for his less than stellar IQ.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never understand.
He's not very smart.
Not very smart. I'll never understand, he said to his wife, why the biggest jerks get the most attractive wives.
Mm-hmm.
His wife looked up and said, why, thank you, dear. Did she recover?
Did
she make up for yesterday's show?
Yeah, that's
a little
better.
Bit. All right.
That's better.
I'll let her know.
Hey, thank you very much.
Thanks, Ron.
You know, that guy's right, too.
Usually. It's true. That's right.
All right. Hey, bye.
Bye.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Anu Kumar is today's WCHL Hometown Hero. She's Executive Vice President for Development, Communications, and Community Access at IPASS.
IPASS, which is based right here in Chapel Hill, is a global organization that works exclusively on promoting women's reproductive health and rights, especially the right to safe abortion care, reducing the number of women who are dying and suffering due to unsafe abortions.
Why is it so important for you to do this?
You know, it's fundamental for women's advancement and really the advancement of communities and nations that women are able to control their fertilities. By being able to control our reproductive destinies, women can determine their futures, our families, and really the health of a community and a nation. For me, it's absolutely critical that women have this ability to choose when, if, to have children or not, to really be able to make those choices and those decisions autonomously. So I actually see it as a fundamental building block to democracy, to development, and to a whole host of other bigger ideals.
Dr. Kumar is excited to go to work every day.
You know, IPASS is making a real difference in women's lives. I'm really proud to be associated with it. Just in the last 5 years alone, we've trained over 40,000 health workers around the world on safe abortion care. And in 1 year, more than 200,000 women have received safe services in IPASS-supported facilities. So for me, it's the ability to make a really tangible difference in women's lives.
IPASS started right here in Chapel Hill in 1973. And this year, IPASS is celebrating its 40th anniversary.
Yeah, it is our 40th year. And we have been steadfast and unwavering in our commitment to our mission. So we are celebrating by having several events around the world since we are a global organization. We had an event in Nairobi in April, which was widely attended by partners and our supporters there. I had the ability to attend that event and found it really exciting. We're having an event in Chapel Hill this week, bringing in one of our keynote speakers, which will be Willie Parker, who is a physician that provides abortion services in Mississippi. And then we'll also be having an event in India in the fall, which is where I'm from. And so it's going to be exciting to see the work that we have done in each of these countries to really advance women's reproductive health and rights.
Now, if someone wants to find out more about the 40th anniversary celebration or about IPASS in general,
visit our website, ipass.org. We have a wealth of information there available on a range of issues, and I hope people will take the time to see what's happening by this small but growing organization right here in our backyard.
Dr. Anu Kumar, working hard with IPASS in Chapel Hill for the last 11 years. She's today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember,